Over the next few days, the finishing touches will be applied to the Oak Creek campus that formerly housed the corporate offices of the Caterpillar Global Mining Division. Beginning Monday, it will be the new home of Master Lock's corporate headquarters. The move is not a long-distance one for the Milwaukee area company, but will be significant.
The 120,000-square-foot facility has more space for the company, plus walking paths around the building and an amphitheater. More importantly, it will house high-tech design labs and engineering studios that will allow more product development to take place on-site.
Mike Bauer is the president of Master Lock. We met up with him as he took the media on a tour of the nearly completed renovations to the building. Thanks for having us here.
My pleasure.
So, a company like Master Lock does not move into a new headquarters every day. What is at stake from getting this place right?
You're right about that. It's a big deal for us to be moving our headquarters. Even though it's just a couple miles down the road, the amount of effort and impact to all of the associates is really unmeasurable. So we took the entire process very seriously and wanted to make sure we had the right work environment for our people and the right, you know, location and partner for a long period of time. This is a minimum 15-year commitment to this facility and the city of Oak Creek. And so you talk about what's important in getting it right. You got to make sure the building is sized appropriately. It's not too big for today, but big enough for tomorrow. You want to make sure it has the work environment that's important for the associates today and for the different types of work you do. And we're a little bit unique that way. We try to, you know, give examples of a customer service call center, which is unique, our model shop and our QA lab, our industrial design, which is a more creative space, the electronics lab, the software lab for the different types of technology that is now part of our portfolio.
So when it came to planning this place, and we spoke, gosh, I want to say it was a year ago, maybe even a little bit more than a year ago, it was in the planning stages. Was it a question of looking at what you did not have in your current facility and kind of putting together a wish list that if we were starting from scratch, what would we want and what can we realistically put into an existing space that we're reconfiguring?
Absolutely. You do start with kind of your list of requirements. And there are the requirements, and then there's a bit of the wish list. You know, I wish we had a larger space to accommodate food service, more collaborative workspaces, a more open environment, better wellness capability. Those were all things that were on our list. And then as you explore different opportunities, you marry that up to or evaluate each opportunity with that list and also disruption to the business. There's a time factor, you know, a ground up construction or a major rehab. This is really considered a minor to moderate rehab. The major one or the ground up takes much longer. So that would put us into 2018, something like that. And then also disruption to the current business. Location-wise, we've been in Oak Creek now for I think it is 14 years. So our associates have, you know, moved and relocated, and their lives are centered around going to work 2 miles down the road. And so even if we were to go to a different suburb or downtown, that's a change. And in some cases, it can be disruptive if it's adding a lot of commute time, or maybe their daycare facility is not as available or as convenient. And so all those factors came into play, and we were. You know, very fortunate and very happy with the opportunity we have here.
Start to finish, the actual work that's gone on in this building, it sounds like about 3 months.
Yeah, it's just over 90 days of, you know, from when we first swung a hammer shortly after Christmas to moving in on the 27th of March is the current plan.
That is a lot of work to take place in 3 months.
Yeah, that's what our architects and our general contractor told us as well. But we knew they'd get it done, and they're on track to do that.
Have there been challenges that have cropped up over the course of either planning this space or actually doing the reconstruction that maybe either you didn't anticipate or they cropped up in ways that you didn't anticipate?
Yeah, I think every project has some of that element to it. no matter, you know, how long you look at the drawings or, you know, tour the building, when you start opening walls and ceilings, you find things that either you didn't know were there or maybe weren't even supposed to be there. I know downstairs in the customer service area, there was a cinder block wall that was, you know, hidden behind a drywall that looked like it would, you know, a non-load-bearing wall. And, okay, here's the cinder block wall. What do we do with this? Well, you get the inspectors out, you get the engineers out, you determine it's not load-bearing, and then the contractor decides they could tear it down. Didn't see that coming.
So you're only moving a couple of miles. How much disruption is there in the company's ability to do business on a day-to-day basis? You know, how long does the transition from one space to another take?
That's a great question. We're doing our best to minimize the impact on the entire organization. There's a group of people that it's a significant part of their time and attention for the past 3 to 6 months. The folks that are helping design the model shop and responsible for organizing the rigging and the moving of the equipment, our IT organization that has to keep the current facility running while getting a redundant or a duplicate system here with the upgrades that we're looking for. On the mass of the associates, we're asking them to prepare to purge, just like when you move your home. You know, you don't want to move those boxes in the basement that were there 15 years ago when you moved in and you haven't opened them yet. So we've been having purge days and recycle days and things like that. We'll do, I think, one or two more of those before we move. And then it's the act of getting here and getting settled. I've kind of used the analogy, this is going to be like, freshman year in high school. We're all going to be here together. No one's going to know where the conference rooms are and things like that. But, you know, we got to just adapt to that and embrace it, lean into the change. And within a couple of days, we're going to know where everything's at. It's two buildings, two floors each. There's four quadrants. It's a big space, but it's not that big. So we'll fit in nicely.
Well, Mike Bauer, I don't know if congratulations are premature, but congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. We appreciate it. And again, we'd love to have you back for the unlocking ceremony in April, where we can see a finished product and maybe see it filled with our associates and a little bit more of the ongoing work versus the construction side.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mike Bauer is president of Wisconsin-based Master Lock. The company will begin to move into its new corporate headquarters in Oak Creek on Monday. The facility will initially employ 400 people, but can accommodate an additional 80 jobs.